This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Hlanganani Midday Show. My name is Awe Tukelese, and I've got Ulida Wasemangosuthu, Dr. Ntuli, is in studio right now to speak about ama elections, and I'm sure everyone is excited about this one because that's where bonakala ukuhlukana kwethu kuphinde kubonakala ukuhlangana kwethu as students zase MUT. And njengoba ngikhuluma, we do have uDr. Ntuli right here ezindlini zomsakazo. Doc, angikubingelele sengikwamukele kwi MUT Radio.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I really want to speak about the SRC election and, you know, all of that. So kuluma ngakho, but I just want to, I wanted to start here because there's a debate. I know njoba ngithi lead nje, most people also was, oh, I lead, okay, siyama song. There has been a debate over the past few years about leadership. Just briefly nje, are leaders born or man-made?
Thank you very much. That's a very tough one because it's contested in different quarters, whether leaders are born or made. I always argue that leaders are born. It's like a diamond when you polish it. Making them or developing them or training them, it's like polishing a diamond. So you cannot polish gold or any other mineral to become diamond. You must polish diamond to become a polished, a shining diamond.
Shining.
Absolutely, yes. So I always argue that leaders are born. There are certain attributes or certain talent or gift that one is born with, which can be polished and nurtured through development, through training, through different leadership development initiative to get the best out of that person. The argument that I have is that everyone in one way or another is a leader in his or her own right, whether we are in leadership position or not. But you are a leader in your own right. You are a leader in your space. The talent or the gift that you have, because I always argue that everyone has got a gift. Everyone has got a particular contribution that he or she must make to the betterment of his society, of his or her society.
Yeah.
So that gift must be unleashed, the talent. It must be nurtured. It must be molded. It must be incubated.
For it to shine.
For it to shine. So that when it shines, it benefits the society. Furthermore, I always use an analogy of a tree. Take, for instance, a mango tree.
Okay.
Mango tree produces fruits, right?
Yes.
That's an output of mango, the fruits. Who eats fruits? Is it mango itself or is it people?
People, humans.
Absolutely. They benefit. In other words, the gift or the talent that you have, it's not for your benefit. It's for the benefit of
others.
Other people. It's for the benefit of other species. It's a benefit of the society. But until such time that gift is properly nurtured and unleashed and it shines, we are not going to get the best out of it. So it is important that through developmental initiatives that are put in place, that particular talent is unleashed, is polished, and it becomes a shining diamond.
Dr. Ntuli, welcome on MUT Radio. Wow, what a warm welcome. I don't know whether you are welcoming me on this session or what, but man, thank you so much for that. I just wanted to understand the seeing that we're speaking about our leaders as well. We'll be speaking about elections, the SRC and everything. Okay, Is there a difference between umuntu ozaliwe or who is a manager? Because in school, I was taught to see there's a difference between a manager and a leader. You just polished that out.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, a leader will guide ama followers with his hamaranjan, but a manager will show you, will tell you what to do. So there's a huge difference.
Yes, the manager works by rules.
Mm.
The leader works by inspiration. Mm. The leader inspires. He's got that particular character, that attribute he or she has to inspire people to follow him or her, to pursue a particular vision and mission. Also in leadership,
yes,
there are certain attributes that shows a great leader, that shows that this one is a leader. A leader must be grounded to its followers. A leader must be organic. He must understand the challenges or the needs of his followers. A leader must be a hardworking person. A person who leads by example.
Mm.
Not to speak one thing and do the other.
Mm.
Not who tells his followers to do certain things and do the opposite. So a leader must lead by example. A leader must lead from the front to show the direction. But also at some point can also lead from behind to guide those who are left behind.
Mm.
To ensure that everyone is in the same pace in the team that is being led. A leader must be principled, must have clear principles.
Mm.
A leader must be unshaken in terms of the principles and the beliefs. But also a leader must be able, when they are negotiating, a leader should be able to be empathetic to the other party that he or she negotiate with, and to a certain extent make certain compromises so that there is a direction that is taken to address those particular problems. A leader must be consistent, must always have positive attitude, must lead its people with honesty, with integrity, must also inculcate those values to the membership so that everyone is rowing to the same direction. Thank you.
MUT, we're speaking with Dr. Ntuli, who is in studio today. You can also WhatsApp us if you have any questions, but also kuluma kakhulu about the SRC elections that are coming up. But before siye kwi SRC asiqale nje lana, then definitely sobe sesimbamba Dr. Ntuli.
WhatsApp MUT Radio now on 068-160-8832. Women should be celebrated every day, but a month dedicated to female empowerment is extremely special. It doesn't just honor the iconic women who have changed history, but encourages new generations to dream big and know that anything is possible. As MUT Radio, we would like to wish you a happy Women's Month.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Happy Women's Month. It is exactly 10 minutes before 12. Welcome to the Hlanganani Midday Show. We're speaking with Dr. Ntuli right here on MUT Radio. So, Doc, we're speaking about now the 2023 SRC elections. It is that season. And yeah, it's I don't know how you feel about it. Maybe it might be stressful to you because of, you know, isn't there ningas and zagalayo, but just take us through, man, about the 2023 SRC elections.
Thank you very much. SRC elections are usually an exciting activity to me.
Mm.
Because from time to time, in a democratic space, the electorates are given an opportunity to elect their new leaders. And that is done annually at the university. And it's done in line with the SRC constitution, the electoral policy of the university that guides the SRC election. It's also done in line with the statute of the university, which is a document that guides the functioning of the institutions. Every university has a statute. So it is stipulated in the in that statute as well, on the role of the SRC, as well as the document called the Higher Education Act, which is a national document which regulates the functioning of higher education institutions in the Republic of South Africa. So the SRC find there's a clause that speaks about the SRC. It speaks about the establishment of SRC student representative councils in higher education institutions. And these bodies becomes a voice of students. They articulate and mediate and represent the interest of students. Then the SRC sits in various committees of the university where the voice of students is represented. And it ensures that the aspirations of students find expression in the discussions that take place in those committees. There is quite a number of committees where the SRC will sit, including council, senate, institutional forum, faculty boards, a number of committees that the SRC sits in to represent students. And it is a national requirement as prescribed by the national laws of the country. It is also an institutional requirement as prescribed by the institutional statute of the university, which is a document that guides the issues of governance in the university. It is also prescribed in the SRC constitution, which is a document of student governance, which determine the roles and responsibilities of the SRC, the functioning, the powers of the SRC. And then there's also a document, electoral policy, which focuses on how do you elect these people. So this is an interesting activity in the university calendar, and it is done. It has to be done annually because we see students as transient, as temporal members of the university. They will come, spend that particular time, and then leave the university. So the constitution allows that annually.
There must be,
and that we need to create that space for students to elect their leaders.
Why is it important for students, basically, like the significance of it, of these SRC elections? Why do students need student leaders? Why do you think it's important for them to have their own student leaders?
Okay, we have the university community. We also have the student community. A student community, then we have what is called student governance, which the SRC becomes an apex, become a top and executive structure of student governance. So the way the SRC governance or student governance function, it's a governance in a smaller scale. It's the same way government is run in the society. Because for government to exist, there must be citizens. In this case, students as citizens. There are needs of the citizens that they need to be serviced by government. So then they elect the SRC to be their government, to look into their needs and to take care of their interest at all times. And in return, you'll find that the same way government is run, you'll find that government has a way of raising money that is through tax.
Yes.
By the citizens. In a similar vein with the university, with student community. Students pay what is called levy, SRC levy. So they pay tax to their government, and in return, the government must provide services. It is the same way government is operating. And also, it's important to state that universities are microcosms of wider society. So what happened in the society, what happened in the universities, it's a reflect what is happening
outside.
So what happened in universities is a manifestation of what is happening in the society. Hence, this is a community, this, and then universities become a microcosm. But and we receive students from the society when we admit them to enroll at our institutions, right?
Yes.
We mold them, we train them, we cultivate certain values. We also provide teaching and learning and research and community engagement. And then they graduate. When they graduate, they go back to the society. Because that's where they belong.
Yes.
Then which gives me the notion of democratic citizenship. That we need to teach our students as members of the society about democratic citizenship, about them participating in democratic processes, which is also the SRC elections as part of the democracy, but also to ensure that our students become responsible citizens in the society. In other words, these practices or these activities in which students participate in the form of SRC elections are exactly the same activities that happen in the society, because we are preparing our students for the society.
Yes, definitely.
So we need to create that micro space so that they can learn, so that when they go back to the society, they are ready to hit the ground running. So the SRC elections is scheduled to take place on the 14th of September, 2023. It will be at Seme Hall, as usual. We use Seme Hall because it is, the venue is large enough. It's well ventilated. We also need to have health and safety precautions as well.
Yes.
And also it, because the venue is big enough, it enables the process to move faster. So we're going to use Seme Hall. On the 12th of September, we are also planning to have the manifesto presentations, which will also be
at Seme Hall.
At Seme Hall.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.